Good afternoon, friends. This is Carolyn Evers, and I'm just delighted to be here with you today. We are going to be doing some Akashic readings, but first, I kind of wanted to finish up a little bit housekeeping, so to speak. And I want to remind everybody that next Saturday is my show where we have a two-hour show, and we have a new addition. And that is a lady by the name of Caroline Allen, who has been a long-standing friend of mine. And she can see into the physical and work with healing. And what these shows are going to be is Caroline's going to work on healing, and I'm going to work on the Akashic records to find the basis for the problems so that that problem doesn't come back again. And the other thing that I want to mention is that, as you know, we have the show, the cruise coming up, the Sacred Cruise, that is sponsored and overlighted by Archangel Michael. And I found that there are some special prices that the cruise line is offering, and they have a cutoff at the end of September. They actually cost less than what we can do as a group rate. And so if you think you might be going, please contact me and I'll give you this information. Something came to me from Spirit, and I want to pass it along to you because I just think it's so beautiful. And it's the message that I got was this. Whatever one asks for another from the purity of love is very difficult for the universe to refuse. And so I want to read that again because I just think it's so important. Whatever one asks for another from the purity of love is very difficult for the universe to refuse. And so we all have many loved ones around us who have needs, who need help in some way. And so tell them that you love them. Go to the center of your heart and ask the universe to fulfill their needs, knowing that this will be done if it's for the higher benefit of their soul. I'm going to be putting up a message today on spiritual notebook that I also think you would be very interested in. A friend of mine was talking about this heat wave. And for those who are in California, you can't help but know that there is a great heat wave going on there with animals perishing and even human beings. And this is true on the East Coast and in other areas. And this follows a period where there was great flooding, at least here on the East Coast. We even had situations, if you can think back not too long ago, where the office buildings in the District of Columbia were actually having so much water in the streets that their basements were becoming flooded. And now here we have this heat wave right on top of this. And so I went into the Akashic records to find out what might be behind this. And what I received was a very interesting message. I'm not going to go into it now, but basically what it referred to is that Mother Earth, Gaia, is going through a series of fevers and chills. And this is being reflected in the weather right now. And so I found that this information about the fever and chills is something that you would really want to know about. And, of course, I always look at situations with the idea of, well, what can we do to help? And so that is something that is of great interest, and I want, if you're interested in Mother Earth and what is going on, please read that. That will be up later today under the spiritual notebook. I did a reading for a lady that I find extraordinary. Well, I found it extraordinary. Maybe you will, too. For those of you who have ordered Archangel Michael's Earth History, he talks about those early groups that were on Earth and how some of the individuals in Lemuria actually went to the interior of the Earth to live because they were in disagreement with what was happening on the surface, and they felt that this was the course of action that they were going to take. Interestingly, someone came to me, and what we find is that these individuals, at least some of them, have actually moved to the surface of the planet and have embodied. And they are here now to assist in the transition of individuals moving into the next dimension. So I thought that was very fascinating. I try to report to you all of these new waves of things that are changing to kind of give you a finger on the pulse of what's happening in the world. Also, I have been led to understand from Archangel Michael that there is a new ray that has come to Earth. It is a ruby ray, and it has come at this time because of it was able to be brought forth at this time because of the positions of the planets. So astrologically speaking, this ray was able to come. And in a sense, there are many attributes around this ray, but in a sense, it is a wedge, so to speak, between two groups of people. Those who are willing to serve through love, and those on the other side who wish to live in a manner of control, so to speak. And so this is part of the energies that are coming right now, and it is preparing the world for a division between these two groups. And so I also noticed we went through a period of time where there was a lot of discordant energies coming to Earth. It was difficult to find your balance. And again, these are new energies coming to Earth. So I'm telling you to be aware of them because what might be coming up is struggles between individuals. And so know that this is the time to keep your balance, to keep in love, to keep in peace, because there's a lot going on around us that's different, so to speak. It's also part of what is going on in the Middle East, as there are memories that are being triggered, and there are many people who are in pain. Something that I received from the Akashic Records, whether it was in the Middle East or as this message was from someone who was in India, I don't know if you recall, it wasn't that long ago, maybe several weeks ago, where there was a terrorist situation there, and there were many who died. So there are many transitioning right now, going over to the other side. And what this message was is that their sacrifice wasn't something that is lost, that they were willing to make the sacrifice by transitioning at this particular period of time through these terrorist acts because of the greater good that might come to this planet. And they were talking about how these losses of human life will help awaken the souls from their sleep of apathy. For too long, souls have been sleeping to their responsibilities to their brothers and sisters. And so Spirit is looking at these events like their wake-up calls to the people of the world so that they can determine what is going to happen in their lives. In other words, we are being reminded now that we have the free will as to how we are going to conduct ourselves. Are we going to walk into our mastery? Are we going to be people of hope and peace? Are we going to be part of the oneness? Are or are we going to be something other than that? And there was another point here that I...
Hello?
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Great. May I ask you a question, please?
Yes.
Okay. I'm wanting to start a day spa / healing center.
Start what kind of healing center?
A day spa.
A day spa. Do I have the right word?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
So you get massages and facials and it's a place where, you know, healing stuff, it takes place.
Oh, let me sign up right away.
Yeah. And anyway, there's a gentleman by the name of Donald who lives in Texas. And he said that he would do the financing for it.
Right.
I just want to see if he's actually going to do that.
I don't know if I can get an answer to you on that, because this borders on an area of free will. So let me see what we can find. Do you understand what I'm saying, that when I say free will?
Right. I'm just saying, well, he has said that he would do that. And
well, when people make promises, they have the choice of either fulfilling those promises or not.
Right.
And that is what I mean by free will. He has the free will to determine whether he's going to do this or not. And all I'm saying is I don't know if we're going to get an answer from this, because usually when we're talking about Earth events and what people say they're going to do, I usually get the answer. I don't get an answer, actually, that we've got to wait and see how this evolves. But what I'm going to do is go now and see what we can find out, because there might be some other circumstances surrounding this question other than what's obvious.
Do you need Donald's last name? Or?
Oh, no, we don't need any names here.
Okay. If he's not going to do it, can you tell me if somebody else is going to help me with it?
What is your name, please?
It's Linda. Do you need my last name? You'd like my
what is his first name?
Linda.
Linda. Linda, let me see what we can find out, dear. Let's work with the first question, and give me time to get into that relaxed state, because we're here, you know, talking, interacting with one another, and I've got to go into Alpha to reach them. So give me a minute. Okay, here's what I'm hearing. You chose to do this before you came into this lifetime.
Yes.
In other words, working with healing and offering, actually what you're going to be offering to those who come to you is going to be much more than what you're saying.
Right.
They're telling me that you're going to be healing on many levels, that you have many skills to offer people.
Right.
And once you begin this work, you're going to find that these other skills for healing that you have, you're going to start to re-remember them.
Right.
And so, first of all, there was this commitment.
Right.
And that you actually answered a call.
Yes.
It wasn't just that you decided that you were going to do this.
Right. It's my mission in life.
What?
It's my mission in life.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
But it's more than that. Oh, my. This energy is so great. I've got to take a second just to control it. You answered a call from the Elohim.
I can't hear you, please.
The Elohim. The Elohim, however you pronounce it.
Okay.
This is what you're answering, their call to do this. This is not just a personal. This was just not a personal decision. You were answering their call. They have important work for you. Like I said, I got to take a second to control this. This is big information, and I'm feeling all of the energy that's behind it. And I have to take a moment and get my balance on this. I have to center myself. There's a great deal of energy behind this.
Oh, and Archangel Raphael.
Is that who you're working with?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't get the name of the Archangel.
And Saint Michael.
Oh, blessed dear Michael. Oh, that's why I'm getting this hit. Okay. He's one of my connections, too, as you know. I'm getting this very big hit on energy. Like I said, they're the conduits. They're the conduits. Behind them is the Creator Gods. They're the conduits. They're the ones that you're keeping in touch with. You're getting your directions from them, but they're standing between you and the Creator Gods. This is their project.
Right.
This is going to develop into something much bigger than what you're even imagining.
It's pretty big what I'm imagining, but yeah.
What are you imagining, dear?
I'd have to. If you want to get me off the phone sometime, I'll be more than glad to tell you. It'll take a long time.
No, well, tell me later, dear. We don't want to take a long time in case somebody else wants to call in with something that's big like what you're doing here, sweetheart.
Right.
Okay, there's the conduit. There is a gentleman who has promised to work with you, to help you, but this is not just financing that he is willing to help you with.
Is Donald or someone else?
This is what I'm trying to determine. Has Donald given you other promises to help in other ways other than financing?
No.
There's another who's going to step forth. That's going to do more than financing. This is a big project.
Right.
There's going to be several. You're going to need financing at several different times. The money's going to be there. Do not worry about that. I sense there's something here with the timing. The money's not quite right ready yet. This gentleman, has he been hedging with you on when to deliver the funds to you?
Well, he promised me he would do this project, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then he told me he has another. He's a billionaire. I mean, this guy's got a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And he told me he was going to Louisiana to work on another project, and then when he came back in 2 weeks, he would get back in touch. Well, I tried getting a hold of him a couple of weeks ago, and his phone number is disconnected, so I don't know what's going on.
I'm not sure he's the one.
I mean, will he get
back in touch with
me?
There's something going on there, timing-wise, that's not right,
uh-huh.
And trust that this project is not going to fail. It is not going to fail. You have a great source behind you. You've got two working with you. But understand that money is not the issue here. What is at issue is more than money, and that is a spiritual purpose and integrity. And what I'm hearing is this gentleman has the money, but he doesn't have those other two ingredients.
Integrity, and what was the other one, please?
Integrity and this dedication to spirit.
Right.
The spirituality.
Yeah.
The integrity. He's missing a piece of this.
Right.
And what is happening here is you are being protected. You think that because you're not receiving this money right away that people are letting you down?
Right.
That's not the case.
Okay.
You've got to have people around you who are impeccable in their integrity and who are impeccable in their spirituality.
Okay.
And I would say that this gentleman was not lying to you. This was his intention to help you, but he is not the one because of these other two elements. There will be another one who will step forth.
When you see that
and
happening.
My dear friend, Archangel Michael, is telling me to tell you, you know how to get this financing. He said, use the prosperity box.
Prosperity bath?
The prosperity box.
B-A-T-H.
What?
Are you saying bath, B-A-T-H?
B-O-X. Prosperity
box. Box, okay.
You know what he's talking about.
Well, I think I do. Sandra Choquette, I don't know if you know who she is.
Who?
Choquette, I think that's how you pronounce her last name. I don't know. She teaches about putting your desires in a box. And
well, so does Rona Herman, and these things come from Archangel Michael, how to bring that prosperity into your life. If you're not familiar with the method for doing that, there's some information on Rona Herman's website.
Rona Herman?
R-O-N-N-A Herman. H-E-R-M-A-N.
H-E-R.
M-A-N. A great messenger for Archangel Michael, has done his work for many years.
Okay.
And so there are meditations there as to how to go into your prosperity pyramid.
Uh-huh.
And what Archangel Michael is telling you is to use that. There's another individual who will come and sponsor your project. And
so you
can
use the pyramid and the box.
Huh?
Use the pyramid and the box, or just the box?
There, read what is on Rona Herman's. There's two things. There is actually a box, a true box that you hold in your hand, and then there is also a pyramid of light on the etheric that you build and go up to. And I can't get into that on the radio show, but do a little research on her website. We're talking about two different things.
Okay.
Archangel is telling you to use them.
All right.
You could help attract this individual in your life.
Okay.
Because don't feel disappointed that this promise for financing from this gentleman is not there. You
don't
will
think
be
he'll give me any money at all, huh?
Huh?
You don't think he'll give me any money at all?
They're not saying that. They're saying that the one who is going to be working with you has the integrity and the spiritual commitment that this gentleman doesn't have.
Right.
They're not saying that this gentleman won't give you money to finance this. They're saying there is another, in addition to him, that is going to be working with you.
Okay. So Donald will be giving me some money, but there's going to be somebody else coming along too.
Yes, but remember what he said about you can bring this into your life faster by doing these two things, using the pyramid of prosperity, and by using the actual prosperity box. You'll find directions for that in many places, but Rona Herman is one place who has this information. Archangel Michael has worked with her and given it to her.
Okay. Her last name is H-E-R-M-A-N.
Yes.
Okay. And I can look her up on the web, or?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Well, so you have some powerful forces behind you, dear.
Well, I appreciate that, and I appreciate their help, and I appreciate your help. And do you have anything for the Akashic Records or anything that you can tell me, please?
No, that's pretty much your question. We answered that. And what we try to do is to allow others who might wish to come also.
Okay.
If you want a reading, dear, you can go to my website.
Okay.
And anyway, bless you.
Well, I want to bless you too very much.
Okay.
I shall keep in touch.
Indeed, yes.
All right. Thank you very much, Carolyn.
Okay.
God bless
Bye.
You. Thank you.
We were so glad to be able to give that information out. Now, when that phone call came, we were talking about some of the terror that is happening in the world. We were talking about the war in the Middle East, and we were talking about this bombing that was in India. And this came from a reading from the Akashic Records that had to do with the bombing in India, but really it's applying to both areas. And what they said was that terror exists because there are others who suffer also. So in other words, those who perpetrate terror, they are suffering, but they're seeking vengeance rather than peace to soothe their hurts and pains. They spew their dark vengeance on the world because there is pain deep within their soul. And they see the world as a dark, deeply unloving place, and they wish to drag all with them. I think this is an interesting point because sometimes we forget that those who hurt us are also in pain. And so what the advice was here is to listen to your angels, to bring in your angels so that you could avoid places of danger. And they said something interesting about that. In other words, our angels and our guardian angels and our guides, they're there to protect us, but sometimes we miss what they're saying. And they said, angels do not shout. They murmur like a breeze sometimes. Sometimes they only send just a slight sensation of subtle energy, and you must go within and commune with them and your God. They will tell you when you need to go directly to God for your own safety or the safety of one that you love. And so it's this sense of knowing that you are protected, to have faith in that, but also to know that your heart is open to those who might wish to give you messages for your safety. Remember what they're saying. Angels do not shout. They murmur like a breeze sometimes. And so what they're really saying is we need to go within and have be willing to be guided from those who are caring for us. And so the message goes on to further to say that those who cross over to the other side, now they're speaking here of India in particular, that they made a commitment, they made a promise to suffer this, to help awaken the people in the world. And they're asking us to pray for the survivors of all of this grief. In other words, those who have crossed over, they're being taken care of by those beautiful workers on the other side. But those who have survived, they've lost members in the most traumatic manner, and they are staying. And they're going to take a lot of energy and time to heal. And so we're being asked to send those survivors, whether they're in India or whether they're in the Middle East, to be sending them healing energies in colors of pink and white light. And we're also being asked to send healing to the earth in colors of blue and green, and tune into Mother Gaia, if possible, and send your love to her also, as she suffers, as does the human family suffer. And I know a lot of you who are hearing my voice, you know that the earth has consciousness. She is a sentient being, though sometimes I think we forget that she's not affected by these things that are playing out on her surface. So the survivors of these bombings and raids and warlike activities, they're suffering grievously, but so is Mother Gaia. And so as often as you can, when you think of it, send these healing energies to the earth and to those who survive these events. And there is a bit of hope here that comes with this reading. And it says, know that this suffering age of change will end. Sometimes we see all this swirling negativity around us and we don't think of that enough. That this age of suffering, this age of change, that this is going to end. Know that there will be hope, peace, and love. It's coming, but it's still in our future. Also know that you must make a choice as to where you wish to be, in the land that suffers or a land that is joyous. Make that decision and work towards its fulfillment. And I think this is very important, that we have to decide that we have a chance or a choice as to how we're going to live and the consciousness that we are going to embody. Is it going to be one of peace? Is it going to be one of love? Or is it going to be one of allowing ourselves to be caught up in these swirling energies of negativity that is going on right now? And that's what I started out the show with, to talk about the energies of conflict that is going on at the moment. And even though we're not in India, even though we're not in the Middle East, these energies that are coming to Earth, we are still a part of us. We are still experiencing it because they're going on around us, but we don't have to internalize that. We can stand in love and we can stand in balance. The other thing that the reading says is go into the white light of the Creator and fulfill your missions as the time is growing short. And so we have made promises, and sometimes it gets confusing as to what we need to do. And what I hear constantly over and over again is that we must meditate. We must go within, because once we start doing that, we start to remember. We start to remember what our missions are, and we start to remember what we need to do. Out of all the questions that I get for readings, I think the one question that comes up the most is, what do I need to do? What is my mission? What did I sign up for at this present moment? And a lot of people seem to be confused by that at the moment. I can go to the records, those books that have all of your experiences, and find that. I work with the angels who keep the universal records, and they pull down the book and show me what your promise was. But you can do that. You can do that yourself if you're willing to meditate, because you see, there's a part of you that is overlighting your life as this entity. Some people call it the higher mind. You can go beyond that, connect to the monad. It doesn't matter what you call it. There's a part of you that set up this mission before you came. You agreed to come. You agreed to experience this. And we came into this world where, as we came into this denseness, we forgot. It's just that simple. We had to forget in the very beginning, because if we remembered everything, it would be overwhelming. And so we had to come, fulfill some of our karma, and then after that, we worked on We worked on our soul force in perfecting those qualities that we came to perfect. And sometimes we had some missions that we did in the early in our early period of our life, but a lot of that had to do with the karma that we took on. In other words, repairing some of the things that we did in the past that needed to be repaired. And so for many of us, our great spiritual work doesn't come along until a little later in life. And if one has not meditated enough and has not gone within and has not been able to listen and hear the angels, to hear your guides, to hear those beings in the upper realms, it gets confusing down here. It's one of the reasons why we do this, these readings, and why we have promised to come to do this. It is why the angels that I am working with that hold these records have agreed to work with you, because this point in time is an exceptionally important time. If you don't know that, you sense it, don't you? Because there's so many things that are different. Change is about us. There is chaos in the world, and there's going to be more chaos until we get down to the point where things settle down and we are all able to join one another again in love. But there is some distance between that point and what we are now. So we have a lot of repair work to do, so to speak. Now, in another reading, I found something very fascinating that I wanted to share with you. And this was an individual who, you might say, had some strife between someone that they knew, and didn't want that strife in their life, and asked for a reading to try and help find a way that this could be overcome. And so I wanted to go over a couple of these points, because I just feel like so many people out there are in this particular point in their lives. And what the angel said in this reading was that when souls start to awaken, the veil of forgetfulness that was placed there when they were reincarnated is gradually drawn back, and there are memories that come forth, and some of them are from this lifetime, and some of the memories are from past lifetimes. And what they're saying is that this occurrence of memory is happening to a lot of people, and they're explaining this as triggers, that we have a relationship with a person and something is said, and it's a trigger, and it brings forth an unwanted emotion, and we have to pay attention to these triggers because they're very important. For this individual, the trigger was anger, and she didn't understand just how deeply she became angered. And for others, it might be other emotions that is triggered in you. And so some of them is from, like the angel said, a present relationship, and some is from a past relationship. And they said that if it's from a past relationship, that's a cord that is connecting you to this energy needs to be cut. And so they're giving two meditations that I just thought was so beautiful that I wanted to share with you. And the first one is cutting a cord to a negative energy that you shared with somebody. You know, something might have happened in this lifetime with another individual. It was a misunderstanding, he really didn't have an intention to hurt someone, or they might not have had an intention to hurt you, but there is this feeling now of discontent. And so here is what the angels are saying as how to cut this cord to the discontent and find some peace. And so this individual, no matter who they might be, and I'm sure you've got someone in your life that fits this description, you want to heal something with them. You know that there is something between the two of you that needs to be healed. And so you bring this picture of this person in your mind's eye. Now, this is referring to the present life, people that you are living with here in this lifetime. So you envision them in your mind's eye, and you surround them with feelings of peace and forgiveness. And you see them in a layer of pink energy surrounding them. And so you do this several times. And as you do it, each time you do it, you keep sending this individual this pink energy. And so they explain it. The energy first goes to their higher mind. So you are, in essence, sending this to their higher mind. The higher mind then is going to allow this to filter down to their present soul energy when the individual is ready. So maybe this individual is still angry. Maybe they're not ready to forgive, but you send this healing energy to them. Their higher mind will store it. The higher mind knows when they are ready, and it allows it to filter down to them. And I thought this was interesting. Keep feeding them this energy of forgiveness and love, because there is a signature to this energy. And so people understand love. You know, we can touch someone in the arm. They know if that touch is a loving touch or if it is an angry touch, even if you say nothing. And so if you keep sending this energy for a period of time, it has a signature to it. And eventually, that is going to connect, and it's going to change and heal that event. So that's how you heal something in the present with a present individual. Now, I found this fascinating too, because sometimes we meet someone in the present and we've got a problem with them. We don't know why, but there's something there that triggers an emotion that we don't understand. He did nothing or she did nothing that would seem to warrant that. But maybe you feel anger, you feel jealousy, you feel maybe even greed. I mean, any negative emotion they might trigger. Well, there's a possibility that this individual shared a past life with you. And so the angels say from the records, we can cut those cords also. And here's how we do that. And I thought this was something very interesting. And so they're talking about, you know, whether it's this life or a past lifetime, these things just flow into one another. It's hard to find that division line in these memories and in the energy. Sure, we know, you know, we're dressed in the dress of today, and we've got to live in today's world. And so these mundane things, we understand the difference. But where we get to memories and where we get to energy, it is like these things are just rolling from one event to another. It's almost like they don't have a wall. It seems like they are all there because of the way these memories are stored. And so here's how you do this. Here's how they're explaining cutting of these cords from past lifetimes that trigger unhappy feelings in you. You see yourself standing in a long hallway. Now just imagine this. There's a long hallway in front of you, and you're at the beginning of it. And this individual that we were talking about, maybe having some past lifetimes involved with you, you see this individual standing in front of you in that hallway. And you look at him, and you call forth all of these other times when you have shared lifetimes with them in the past. And if you do this in a meditative state, you'll see in the hallway that it will fill with the images of all the people that he embodied with you in the past. And you speak to all of them. And so what it looks like is the person in the present is standing before you, and down the hallway, like a hall of mirrors, comes all of the different images that he was in the past lifetimes with you. And you tell all of them that you forgive them for any condition that was painful or appeared painful to you. And so you're sending your forgiveness to all, to him or her, and all of those other individuals that they embodied and shared time with you. And so you're forgiving them for anything they've ever done that was painful or appeared to be painful. And then you ask them to forgive you for any condition that seemed painful to them when they interacted with you. And then you send all of them the pink ray of love. Feel it. Feel your love going to all of these individuals. And then you send to them the violet flame of forgiveness. See your heart healed and full of love, and then send all of them peace. And so the angels say, do this several times, and you will see a difference in your relationship. I thought that was so worthwhile telling you about, because we have cycled with so many. Yes?
Oh, hi, Carolyn. I didn't mean to bother you. I wanted you to finish your story or how to forgive. I didn't mean to cut in.
Wasn't that beautiful?
Yes, it is. It resonated. It felt really good.
Well, I don't know. What is your name?
My name is Lisa.
Lisa, I don't know if you have had situations like this or not, where you met somebody and, you know, some you meet, you just love them right away, and then others, they just rub you the wrong way.
Yes, I understand completely.
And then we put that down to, oh, you know, something's wrong with them. And you don't think, oh my golly, this might be something from a past life that needs healing.
Right. We don't really realize that, do we?
And I just love the idea of the hallway. Can't you just see yourself in that hallway and that all of these other lifetimes coming forth and you forgiving them and asking forgiveness?
Yes, it feels good. It feels good.
Yeah, I thought it was special. Lisa, let's get to your question because we don't have a lot of time here. What were you wanting to know?
Well, I had an experience that happened about 10 days now. I went into respiratory failure, and
I don't know if it's my phone, your phone, or
it's probably me. Might I have a voice very much?
Okay.
I'll try. I went into respiratory failure.
Respiratory failure.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And was put on a life support.
Okay.
And I just got out of the hospital, oh, I'd say 6 days ago.
6 days. Mm-hmm.
And they said I died, and they had to bring me back to life.
Okay.
I was in ICU for 4 days and on life support.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the regular hospital for about 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what to say. I'm kind of confused and lost.
Why are you confused and lost?
I don't know. I've been talking to Shauna, who is, she's been emailing me.
You were talking to who?
Shauna.
Who's Shauna?
From your conclave.
Oh, okay. Shauna.
Yeah, she's been helping me a lot.
Okay. Oh, I just love it when conclave members help other conclave members.
Yes, she has been so sweet and has been helping me a lot.
Yes, she's a lovely lady.
Excuse me. I don't know. I just feel like, am I on purpose? Am I on the right track?
Oh,
am I doing right?
You're so on purpose. you are so on purpose because you're here. Now, tell me something. Do you, this point of time when they tell you that you died, do you remember anything?
No.
Okay. Is your, basically your question on your, are you on purpose? Is that the question?
Well, yeah, am I on, I have so many things I want to do.
Tell me what, like what? Give me one.
Well, I want, there's so many things I want to do to help, to bring light into this world.
Okay.
I feel like I have a purpose. I know I have a purpose. And,
Darlene, you have a purpose. You have a purpose, trust me.
And I just want to make sure I'm on the right track, you know?
Do you mind if I ask the question, what happened during those moments that you died?
Sure.
Okay.
I would love to know.
I feel I'm sensing that perhaps we need to ask that question. You remember nothing?
I remember going into the emergency room, and that's the last thing I remember.
Okay.
And I woke up on the life support.
Okay, dear, let's give me a moment. I got to laugh at this, sweetheart. I just got to laugh. this is so cute. Those moments when you died, one of the things that you did was you went and read your own records. I love it. I just love it. You downloaded information from your own records.
Okay.
I just love that one. I never heard of that one before. Is that a trip or what?
Well, that's something I would probably want to do.
You wanted to do that?
Yes, I want to make sure that I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing.
Well, that's what you did, dear heart. You went and read your own records. You've downloaded them. Okay, you don't remember a thing. But that does not mean that higher part of you doesn't remember, because it does. Okay, let me see what else we can get here. I just love that so much. I just thought it was so cute. See, you wanted to read your records. I don't know. You went into the hospital for life support, and you went up there to read them all.
Well, I love the library.
Do we play jokes on ourselves or what? You were a woman with a purpose, weren't you? Okay, let's see what we got here. Okay, they're telling me that you can command your higher mind to give you this information, and right now, you cannot access this consciously. You're not, well, they're not being quite as kind. They're saying you're not developed enough to access this consciously, but that you could access it in your dream state. And what you do is you take a notebook, put it next to the side of your bed. Have you done this before?
A long time ago.
Okay, well, get that notebook out. Put it next to your bed, and when you go to bed, you tell your higher mind what you want is that information that you read in your records. And you want to know it as it pertains to this lifetime. And do that as you drift off to sleep. You know about as you reach alpha, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay. As you reach alpha, you command that you are ready to receive this information. Not only are you ready, but you're desirous of it, no matter what it is. Does let me ask you a question. Does extraterrestrials frighten you? That sense of extraterrestrials?
Well, kinda.
Okay, this is why you're not remembering it. Because you've brought back some of that information and you're being shielded from that right now because you're not ready to accept it, but you will through the dream state. We're getting close to the time when we're running out of time, dear Lisa. You can do one of two things if you care to. You can send me an email and I'll expound about on this particular question, or you can get a reading and we can help you either way that you want to do. And I'm so delighted that you're getting help from Conclave members. Are you part of the Conclave?
Yes.
Oh, wonderful. Lisa, did you notice that Archangel Michael's put up the third lesson?
Yes, I have. I haven't had a chance to...
Well, because you've been a little involved lately.
Yes.
Lisa, I'm so sorry, dear. I've got to say goodbye because we're at the end of the hour.
Okay.
And you can always choose to call back another time, too, next week.
Okay, I will email you.
Thank you, dear Lisa.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And to all of those dear hearts and dear souls out there, I send you my love and my blessings. May we all meet together on the inner planes and share a good time. So long for now. Carolyn Evers.